isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a sanction in rural development and a passion for the music popular back when my parents felt a strong urge to visit Hooterville. Although post-war electrified music was quick to be described as urban, it was crafted primarily by migrant bucolic denizens. Musicians rarely supported themselves on song alone, so the city was where they went for jobs and to hopefully become recording stars. Thus, a pastoral life and way of living was always integral to post-war music regardless of its urban designation and sound. Maine poet Longfellow wrote, "The country is lyric, the town dramatic. When mingled, they make the most perfect musical drama. In rock and rhythm, truer words may have never been written. Or as I say, you can take the artist out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the artist." On this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's leave the bright lights of the big city and head out to the country. But we won't be relaxing to the country sounds of crickets and whippoorwills. Instead, we'll be rocking with Hayseed's Glenn Reeves and his rockbillies. Johnny Guitar Watson, Big Mabel, Boo Breeding, Buddy D., Ivory Jackson, Mose Allison, Joe Turner with Van Piano Man Walls, and the Four Tops.
What's a dazzling urbanite like you doing in a rustic setting like this?
When you look at the 45 of our opening number, you see songwriters Tommy Durden and May Axton, as well as the artist Glenn Reeves, the very same trio responsible for Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel. Although Reeves had no more chance than a June bug and a chicken coop notching a hit, he did at least cut this rocker on Atlantic with his group, the Rockbillies, rockin' country style.
Well, a wop bop dee bop dee bop gee haw, well, I'm a rockin' rollin' country style, tuckin' walkin' country mile, poppin' sloppin', dig that smile, shakin' breakin', breakin' in a pile, rockin' rollin' country style. Well, a wop bop dee bop dee bop gee haw, on the farm, dance the square, patched up jeans, hay in my hair, saw the cats, bop the blues, swap Rogans for blue suede shoes. I'm rockin', rollin', country style, talkin', walkin', country mile, boppin', sloppin', dig that smile, shakin', breakin', breakin' in a pile, rockin', rollin', country style. Well, a wop bobble dee bop the bop gee haw. Squawk, rooster crow, old gray mare did the rock and roll, hound dog howl, milk cow low, as I went rocking down the road. It was a rockin', rollin', country style, talkin', walkin'. walking, country mile, bopping, slopping, dig that smile, shaking, breaking, thinking in a pile, rocking, pulling, country style, little wop, bobbly, bop, bop, gee, haw. Front leg, Dominic or Hen laid a hard-boiled egg. Billy Goat bopped on the cellar door. Whole farm rocked like never before. There was a rockin', pullin', country style, talkin', walkin', country mile, boppin', sloppin'. Dig that smile, it was shakin', breakin', breakin' in a pile, rockin', rollin', country style, little wop, bobbly, bop, bop, gee, haw, rockin', rollin', country style, it was talkin', walkin', country mile, it was a boppin', sloppin'. Dig that smile, it was shakin'. Breaking, breaking in a pile, rocking, pulling, country style, little bop, bobbly, bop, bop, gee-haw.
We know his forename was Elmer, and that he fronted Dave Bartholomew's studio band for four songs in 1954. Only two of those four songs made it to Shellac on the Imperial label. Beyond that, we know more about Big Easy Shouter Boo Breeding than a frog does bed sheets. Country Woman. Most often noted about the Four Tops was the personnel consistency, 44 years till death did them part. What I find more surprising is that the Tops spent years recording before their 1964 breakout on Motown. In fact, it was on a lone 1956 Chess single that the Four Tops debuted. But it was what Chess shelved that was hotter than Whoopi and Woolens, Country Girl.
Tell me, is it as warm in the summer as it is in the country, or vice versa?
I once had a girl from the country. She was sweet as honey. Although it may sound funny, she never asked for money. Oh, yes, she
gave me love.
Yes, she
gave me love.
Yes, she so I got me a girl from the city. You know it's just a pity. All she knows is gimme,
gimme, gimme, gimme.
She
said no mon,
no fun,
no mon,
no fun,
no mon,
no fun, no mon, no fun. Doo 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 doo.
Chance, peruse the internet for the stunning 1958 concert film Jazz on a Summer's Day, which captures singer Big Mabel in top form and pretty as a country bride. Before the film, Mabel Smith had been performing and recording since the 40s, before her 1952 reinvention as Big Mabel promptly cranked out hits for the OK label, starting with her first session, My Country Man. Drummer Ivory Jackson played with the Boogie Ramblers, aka Cookie and the Cupcakes, but sang like he learned to whisper in a sawmill. The Ramblers recorded for R&B swamp label Gold Band in the mid-50s when this tune was likely cut and promptly shelved before Gold Band dusted off the shelves and found Ivory's unhinged rocker, releasing it on 45 in 1976. I'm a Country Boy.
Way back uptown. Well, I don't know what's running around.
Here's a run around the barn. Eddie Cochran, six-string whiz Joe Maphis, and 88 ace Ernie Freeman cut a tune for Cash Records with Cochran's writing partner Jerry Capehart on vocals. Capehart's vocals stunk, but the band did not. Cash gives the tune to Don Pierce, who owns the Hollywood and Starday labels. Pierce strips the vocals and releases the instrumental as Fast Jivin' on a 1956 Hollywood EP as by Ernie Freeman, and on Starday as yet another EP, Four Songs for 7 Inches, under the pseudonym Buddy D. Country rockin' and flyin'. Songwriter Doc Pomus was raised on concrete, as they say, while shouter Joe Turner was so big, he was warm in the winter, shady in the summer. Together they cut this 1955 tune that was as rock and roll as Joe got. So why isn't it called Rock and Roll Country Girl? Who knows? With Van Piano Man Walls on 88s, Boogie Woogie Country Girl.
She had an overshoot, dungaree, red jacket, short. If you please, mom, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, mom, boogie woogie, country girl. Now you dig that music with a beat rockin' rolling? Is a meat, mom, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, mom, boogie woogie, country girl. On Saturday night she comes to town, to play the jukebox and let the hair on down. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. And I roll! She can milk a cow. Don't like squares, God daddy taught her how. Boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie-woogie country girl. She's up every morning about half past five to let the gold fishes, cause it keeps you alive. My boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie-woogie country girl. Now when she dances, the kids hang around, dig my baby, cause she really goes to town. My boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie, boogie-woogie country girl. Well, you dig what I mean, my boogie-woogie country girl. Yeah, swinging band, like a good rocking band. Yeah, my knees start to knocking. I love to start the rocket. Yeah, my boogie, boogie woogie country girl. Girl, you need to mute it.
With hometowns two hoots and a holler away, surnames one letter off, and a shared proficiency on the 88s, easy for John Watson and Mercy D. Walton to be linked. In 1958, after he jettisoned the piano and became Johnny Guitar Watson, he covered Mercy's 1952 blues standard for micro-label Keen, One Room Country Shack.
A thousand miles from nowhere, in this one room country shack. Sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one room country shack. And my only worldly possession is this raggedy old cotton sack. I wake up early, about midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. Wake up every night about midnight. People, I just can't sleep no more. Only crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling round.
Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Grant Wood. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Sorry, cousin, this country life's too much for you. I'll have to take you back to the city.
It was simply one piece of a 10-piece suite from Mose Allison's 1957 debut. Ironically, the same LP had the very first cover of One Room Country Shack, beating out Watson's cover by months. Early 60s British bands took to it like a loose mule in a corn patch, and gave it the more familiar title, Young Man's Blues. But Mose officially scribed it as Backcountry Sweet Blues.
Oh, well, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stand back when a young man walked by. But nowadays, the old man got all the money, and a young man ain't nothing in this world these days.